This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, that's where things would be going, definitely, if Hillary had gotten into power. But now we've got Commissioner there in Chicago in Cook County, is in talks with the UN to bring in UN troops. It's all about just getting us ready for that further conditioning. Remember, we were crazy. That never happened. But that's always been their plans, what the UN does around the world. Joel Skousen is with us another 5 minutes. He is the editor-in-chief at worldaffairsbrief.com. We've got massive U.S. troops building up at the biggest level we've ever seen since the armistice in July of 1953. We see the blockade, the big naval strike groups there, the carrier strike groups. And we saw Defense Secretary there about a month and a half ago touring it. And the South Korean defense head goes, you know, if you hit North Korea in front of cameras, it was for propaganda purposes, as a warning to the North, if you hit the North missiles, you're going to have to take out the DMZ because they're going to attack Seoul. He goes, yes, we're ready for that. You can't take that out conventionally except with nuclear weapons. I mean, the only way to knock it out, and I know I'm not a fighter pilot bomber like you from Vietnam, but I mean, I've studied the entire strategy there. You have to nuke all of that or use energy weapons, directed energy weapons, to fry the people in those bunkers with the artillery, or it just turns into a giant war. They all pour across. I mean, if you're going to do it, you've got to exterminate everybody on the DMZ on the north side. I mean, that's and I said that. You said, well, they're planning limited strike, but now we see them kind of getting everybody ready for that. And the president talking about fire and fury.
Well, actually, I agree with you from a tactical military standpoint, Alex. You have to. I mean, you've got 15,000 artillery tubes aimed at Seoul and the military bases along the DMZ from the northern side, and that's a lot of firepower. Now, I mean, you're not going to destroy Seoul in 2 hours like some propagandists have said, but it's going to do some damage. And so the U.S. does have to do carpet bombing of that area. And I think there are some very large area weapons that can make it, unusable at that time for a short period of time. But you've got to defang the three legs of his military offensive, and you don't have to kill civilians to do that. You can neuter the DMZ with massive carpet bombings, and of course you could do it with tactical nuclear weapons as well. We have tactical artillery shells that can do that, although those were removed from Korea several years ago. We have tactical weapons that can be delivered by bombers that can make it radioactive enough. We've got neutron weapons, which the U.S. says they didn't develop. We know that they did, which can neuter those. I doubt very much if they want to go nuclear just because that would give Russia and China an excuse to start a nuclear
Well, that's what I'm war. Saying. So won't the U.S. be up against and its allies a lot more if we just go conventional against those crazy communists?
But we could go conventional, actually, with a lot of cruise missiles. It would take almost 500 cruise missiles to take out all of the air bases, the air assets, as well as the missile launch sites. But it's that artillery forces. You're not going to get the second level of artillery, which is the long-range artillery that's behind a range of mountains on the behind the DMZ. And they are embedded into tunnels. But you could, once you've eliminated air control of the air there, that you could set up combat air patrols, and every time they come out, I mean, you can blast the tunnel entrances. We know where they are with cruise missiles to make it so that they can't roll out of those tunnels. You can take down that artillery. It's not going to be easy, and they're going to get off some shots to Seoul. But I think if they do this right, they can neuter North Korea's military capacity within 3 days.
Well, I meant to finish this segment, but I got to do five more with you, and I'll try to just shut up and let you talk. I want to ask you about how we get peace, how that could be done, and hopefully, but if a war happens, again, the time frame and what you expect the North to do. And again, they know Trump is serious. I hope Russia and China, if this happens, stand down, because as much as I like Trump, and what he's doing against the globalists. I know they're even upset about what he wants to do in North Korea. It's almost like careful what you ask for. Then he's his own man and wants to take out North Korea. Wow, we'll talk about it straight ahead.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Scales is leaving us here in just a few minutes. We have another guest joining us, the head of Gab, that Google, Facebook, Twitter are saying just ban a true open social network. I mean, it's incredible censorship. Joel Scales is the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. Just great information. Just recapping other key points then about preparations for war, the timetable, and hopefully how can there be peace?
Well, the only way that they're going to have peace with North Korea in the mix is to take out their military capacity. Trump is determined to do that. There was no doubt in his speech yesterday. He says, I'm going to handle the North Korean problem. Now, that said, all the globalist advisors around here are trying to stop this military strike. They know that Russia and China aren't ready. And so they basically want to defer this until the next decade when Russia and China are ready. In the middle to the early part of the decade is when their weapon systems will be coming online and they'll be able to really threaten the United States. But Trump knows that Kim is a real threat. Even McMaster knows this. I watched his NPR interview with Judy Woodruff, and she was point blank with him, and she said, look, what's changed now? I mean, North Korea is an existential threat to the United States. Why are you waiting to strike? And he would not commit to say, we're going to strike. And the reason he wasn't going to commit is he didn't want to telegraph to North Korea the imminency of what they're planning militarily. But he kept dancing around the question when she said, well, why are you talking diplomacy? I mean, Kim Jong-un has said he's not going to negotiate his nuclear weapons or his missiles. And so what's stopping you from striking? And he wouldn't answer that. And I think that's from a military standpoint. He doesn't want to say that it is imminent. Now, that said, the timetable for this strike in North Korea is most likely after the Winter Olympics. Because if you strike North Korea before, from right now through, and I don't think it's going to be in Christmas time, but even in January, there's no way this war is going to wind down before 2 or 3 months, even if you devastate their military. I mean, there's going to be a lot of mopping up to do. I don't think the U.S. wants to send actual troops into North Korea, but you may have to do something in terms of stabilizing and gutting the DMZ to make sure that all those tunnels are collapsed and that type of thing. So that would interfere with the Winter Olympics. So I think this is a timetable for diplomacy, for Tillerson and the globalists to get China to twist Kim Jong-un's arm to agree to something. Now, if he does agree to something and Trump puts off the strike, Trump is going to be watching like a hawk. He's going to say, you know, I'll give you 2 or 3 months, but if he starts to back out of these things, we're not going to go that far, and the military strike will be back on in the springtime.
By the way, I mean, you're a well-researched guy. You've been accurate on you know, 95% of what you predicted and talked about. But you normally were against both Iraq wars. You've been against basically everything we've seen the globalists do. But it sounds like you're in agreement with Trump's thinking on this. A, is that true? And B, who do you think's then giving him this different advice to get away from this strategic patience that we've seen for 30 years?
Well, it's not really strategic patience. The globalists have been really pacifying the West about North Korea.
Sure, I just put the name of their program, the name of the...
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Alex. You're right. I am for taking out North Korea militarily. We're past the point where we can take out China and Russia militarily, or you're going to have to wait until they make the first move, a preemptive strike on America, before you retaliate. Because we, the globalists, have given them all the military technology. We gave Russia the first uranium.
So you're saying take out the trigger that the globalists are planning to use for the really big one. Get strong now in the face of it. Stop the nuclear war.
That's right. And get your new missiles online and stop this rigmarole about de-arming and de-nuclearizing your military forces. We've taken our three Minuteman warheads off those missiles and replaced it with a single warhead. That's a 300% reduction in, or three times reduction in nuclear throw weight by our missiles. But I think it's important to realize that even if he goes to war with North Korea, if he doesn't do it right, there's going to be a lot of damage to South Korea. There will be another South Korean war. But I'm predicting the Russian and China aren't ready yet to take it to a full nuclear war against the United States. And so what we're going to do is see another Korean war. What I think the globalists will do if that happens is they'll try to stop Trump from actually winning the war. They'll try to go for another ceasefire like we had in 1953. So that you preserve this trigger to once again come off in the next decade when it's supposed to. That's what I think. In the meantime,
could a targeted decapitation kill Kim Jong-un and then make a deal with the generals to phase out what they've done, like East Germany, West Germany?
I don't think so. And the reason I don't is because Kim Jong-un is a puppet. China is controlling North Korea. The generals listen to China. They make sure, they have to play up to Kim Jong-un, but believe me, China runs North Korea, and they would install someone else because, remember, it's the perfect trigger event. You have some other nation start the war so the Russia and China don't have to do it and get the blame directly.
Just like Trump's got the ships all going back and forth in front, that's got to send a message to China and everybody else. You see Putin's trying to say, hey, let's not have a war. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. You can really see the concern.
That's right. They are concerned. So that's why I'm saying I wouldn't put it past Russia and China to twist North Korea's arm and say, make any kind of promise. You can break it later, but make a promise to make this military attack go away until the globalists who have assured us they want to get rid of Trump can make Trump go away. And that's a very real possibility. If that doesn't happen, if Trump doesn't buy into this phony diplomacy, then we're going to see military action before the spring is over.
All right, worldaffairsbrief.org. Everybody should subscribe. Also, a lot of the articles are on the site for free. Really interesting information, and I appreciate you joining us, Joel Skousen.
May I add one thing?
Sure.
Alex, your listeners can get a free sample issue of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. This Friday, I'm going to be talking not only about this North Korea threat, but also the blockbuster revelations about the Bundy prosecution being charged by a whistleblower with extreme prejudice. The case is almost ready to be dismissed. Another victory for the American patriots.
Amazing. Thank you. But we should pray on this North Korea thing because it's so out of control. The globalists set North Korea up with China, and the whole thing is just unraveling. And you want a real president, you got one. It doesn't mean I even totally agree with this. I understand why Trump's doing it. I just hope those idiots in North Korea and the communist Chinese back off, because I can feel it and I can see it. The United States has got a new sheriff in town and they're getting ready to hit him. And I'd like to keep living, but I wish the Rothschilds hadn't created communism. I wish they hadn't overthrown Russia. I wish they hadn't done any of this. But that's why we're in this position. Globalist. They got to run everything, don't they? Till they blow it all up. Soros has been caught in WikiLeaks wanting to blow up Israel. It's just crazy people. Crazy people. We're going to go to break, come back, and talk to our next guest, Andrew Torba, founder of the very successful Gab.ai, which they've been in the news. Facebook, Google said, we want it banned. We want them off the web. Imagine. You say, oh, well, you know, we just banned you on Facebook. You know, we have our company's rights. Now they say, we want Gab banned. They're just horrible monopoly pigs. Briefly, please support the broadcast. Pray for the broadcast. We're praying for you. We're in this together. And please get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off on close to 100 items that are our best sellers. Many items are 67% off. They're lost leaders like our high-quality colloidal silver. I want you to see how great it is for topical, but also sore throats, you name it. That doesn't mean it works for everything, just like antibiotics don't work for everything. It's just another tool out there. And BrainForce Plus, now 20% more. That's 50% off. Alpha Power, our new incredible product. I believe it would be our best seller. Stamina, libido, endurance, brain, you name it. 50% off. What everybody's getting for their friends and family is fluoride-free toothpaste. Help get them off that bad fluoride toothpaste. And it's also, again, empowered and emboldened to fortify with colloidal silver and iodine. All Superblue products, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Free shipping. You are the resistance. You fund the operation. You get great products at the same time, a win-win. So thank you all for doing your Christmas shopping and beating the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Host Alex Jones. The articles I'm about to show you tie into our next guest. French mayors panic as migrants overwhelm cities, beg French President Macron for help. Dozens of new videos of people being killed, stabbed, murdered, burned up. Just one article, ZeroHedge.com, upon Infowars.com. Sweden migrant charged with ruthless gang rape of women walk free. Well, why not? It's like San Francisco. Shoot a woman in the back. As long as she's white, it's a good thing. And that's a white jury doing that, of course. Swedish police banned from describing criminals' color or race. They're passing laws in Europe. Don't do it. And that ties into this. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of them. You show the knockout game in Chicago or Austin, Texas. You even show a local clip of local news with, you know, six black guys beating up a white guy for no reason. Screaming FU Trump supporter, they ban even local Fox News because you're not allowed to show that because the left is pushing this. So attack in Nuremberg, and you've got the African migrant, you know, all the free welfare and stuff is enough. He's walking around his underwear on the street, sees a guy with his back turned to him, goes and punches 70-something-year-old man, then kicks him in the face, stomps on his head. The guy's fighting for his life. And if he dies, you know the migrant's not going to even get any jail time because he killed a German. And that's a good thing, according to the Green Party and everybody over there. They, even some of the women are getting raped and stuff. They just say, well, it's your fault. Just learn to enjoy it. Because they're leftists. They're conquerors. They're here to enslave you. They're here to break your will. You have to understand, they know what they're doing. Andrew Torba is the CEO of Cocoon, and is a Republican and a Christian. Remember 2016, he was banned from being a contributor. And then it just goes on. From being a build-a-wall contributor, the creator of Gab.ai comes in the wake of a rash of censorships and unexplained account closures of people who post Republican libertarian thoughts in social networks, including Twitter and Facebook. The actions have been called Orwellian and come with little explanation and with no appeal process. What happens here, a little bit of my texture got cut off there, so I'm going to have him introduce himself better, but he's been in studio for a while. Gab exploded, and now with a straight face, they've gone from denying they were censoring years ago to saying, yes, we're going to ban anything we don't like, anything we don't control. Twitter suspends Britain First leader who President Trump retweeted. Here are the alt-right bigots getting purged from Twitter. There's Vice News praising a purge of free speech. Before, they would just deny it. Facebook suspends user for calling for, quote, sensible migration policies. There you go. That's Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. And it's all being handed over to the UN, these globalist groups. And then Ajit Pai gets lied about what he did. He just reversed Obama-era stuff. It's massive censorship. It's in the legislation. So, again, Andrew Torba, Gab.ai, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And I think you hit it right on the head. You know, these people do not want the free flow of information. They do not want videos like you showed in the opening of the segment to be shared. They don't want people knowing the truth. And the populist uprising, the nationalist uprising that's going on around the world is going to continue. They see that their technology platforms are being used to propel truth, to propel information, to propel alternative news. And that's why they're starting to crack down. And I think that they're going to continue to crack down in preparation for the 2018 midterms and for the 2020 presidential election as well.
And, you know, it hit me. They want to shut down news sites more than ever, because as they shut down free speech on theirs, it's going to automatically drive them to you, so they can't allow you to exist while they're censoring. That's why Google, Facebook, and Twitter have openly called for you being shut down.
Absolutely. You know, the left has always said, well, if you don't like it, these are private companies and they're allowed to ban whoever they want. Go and build your own. And that's exactly what we did. And now we have Apple and Google, this duopoly, who controls 98% of the mobile app distribution marketplace, saying, well, you're not allowed to participate in the free market because we said so. We don't like what your users are posting. Even though you can find hate speech and objectionable content, especially geared towards whites, on, you know, Twitter, Tumblr, Reddit, Facebook, anywhere you look on
the internet. Or sexualization of children, torturing animals, anything degenerate. But if it's like, hey, let's all work together and stand against Black Lives Matter funded by the Nazi collaborator George Soros, they ban that because it's unifying. They really want to ban that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, just a few weeks ago, we've been seeing, you know, YouTube, there was a massive pedophilia ring, and they were making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on these explicit videos that were being shown to children. We see child exploitation happening on Periscope, which is Twitter's live streaming app. You know, all of this is allowed to happen. You know, these companies are allowed to have apps that exploit our children. And, you know, we're not allowed to have apps because, you know, of hate speech or objectionable content or any other of subjective terms that they like to throw around.
And let's talk about who they said last year they were going to hire, and now they've done it, to police Facebook, Google, Twitter. I mean, they formerly hired former Stasi people, East German Secret Police. They've been hiring Soros' people, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. I mean, they are literally hiring the opposition to free speech, the most hardcore leftist who run it.
Absolutely. The ADL is very closely tied with policing speech and trying to stop quote-unquote hate speech on the internet. We see, you know, companies like Snopes, which are, you know, far-left fact checkers, quote-unquote. They're not even really trying to hide it. In fact, I think it was yesterday, a Twitter executive came out and said, it's no longer possible to stand up for all speech. So, again, you know, like you said earlier in the segment, they're not even trying to hide this anymore. They are openly against free speech, and they want to shut people down. And in the free marketplace of ideas, the best ideas are always going to win. And that's why they're forced to censor the better ideas.
Well, they can't have people actually tune in to us being inclusive and liking everybody and just promoting free speech. And that's why they're panicking, because they want to demonize who we are. I mean, all over national news, they attack me constantly, but then shut down my response. They want to create the straw man while silencing the real thing. Did you see the hearings a month ago? In the House Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committees, multiple ones where they said, don't worry, we're censoring InfoWars in live time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's happening, Alex. I mean, here's the thing. They're doing the same thing to us. They tried to call us the Twitter for racists, the Twitter for Nazis.
Oh, I know. Google came out and Twitter and said, ban gab.ai. I mean, and then meanwhile, you've got liberal, conservative, Christian, devil worshiper. You're just saying, hey, as long as you're not saying kill somebody or posting child porn, you can do it. That's what it should be.
Absolutely. From day one, we said all are welcome. This is about free speech. This is about individual liberty. This is about empowering users to decide what they want to see and don't want to see, and not allowing some corporation to decide that for them. And, you know, that's something that Silicon Valley just can't have. You know, so they're trying to shut us down in every way possible, while at the same time, you know, trying to preach, oh, we need net neutrality. Well, newsflash, the net is not neutral today, and Gab is a living example of that. In fact, the FCC even cited us as an example.
That was my next point. Ajay Pai said, look what you're doing to Gab, or Congress people. I mean, he says, how dare you claim I'm censoring when I haven't done that?
Absolutely, Alex. It's disgusting, and we're going to continue to fight for free speech for everybody on the web.
Guys, you printed it for me again a few days ago. Will you print me Ajay Pai's statement to Google on censorship or to the media? Because I want to come back and read some of that, because that's the reality. I mean, all the leftist sites are celebrating. Ban Paul Watson, ban Gab, ban Alex Jones, ban Drudge, arrest them, shut them down. And then they go, nobody's censoring you. Stop trying to censor us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Andrew Torba of Gab.ai is our guest. I remember about a month and a half ago, I read the articles on air. Google calls for banning Gab. Twitter calls for banning Gab. And they were banning it on people even mentioning it on their platforms. That'd be like the phone company saying, well, you can't call your friends and talk to them about what you want. Now with the technology they've got, they can have AI computers with Shazam-like technology, that's keyword, listening, and not just spy on you with keyword, but block what you say. Just like text now, try to send a cuss word, it won't let you. And then try to send another word that's the latest word they say is not good. This is so authoritarian. Google's App Store has banned Gab, a social network popular with far-right for hate speech. And then mainstream media and even so-called alternative goes along with it like, well, we're not part of that. We're going to go along with the system. But now suddenly, thousands of liberal YouTubers, thousands of liberal bloggers that were successful are being censored, banned, demonetized. Because, see, it was never about that. It was all about total control, dummies. Once you start getting rid of somebody's free speech, it all goes. What shameful, shameful folks. We're going to go back to our guest in a moment. But just to, I have these stacks of articles where, again, here's from Vice News. Here are the right-wing bigots getting purged from Twitter. And they, and then it, by the way, didn't even go after the most hardcore people you could call racist. You know, they sit there and try to mention people like Gab, which isn't even racist at all. It's just a free open system. I mean, you read much more racist stuff in YouTube comments. But again, it's all selectively enforced. It's really dangerous. Before we go back to our guest, we are listener supported. The last thing they're trying to cut off is our money. And, you know, they cut off a lot of it, but thanks to you and thanks to people realizing we're under attack and we're selling great products, people go, you know what, I'm going to sign up every month for auto ship, an additional 10% off, and then get the Brain Force or the Alpha Power or the Supermel Vitality or the DNA Force or the Cell Shield or the anti-fluoride-free fortified with colloidal silver and iodine Super Blue toothpaste. And get 50% off. We've got 50% off on all best-selling items except a whole bunch that are 67% off. And the way our pricing works, that's at cost. You sign up for auto ship, we lose money. But you know what? I found when people get stuff at cost or below, they become hardcore customers and they see how great the products are. Caveman's been sold out. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, super concentrated. Found out about the amazing benefits of that. That's 50% off. Read the thousands of five-star reviews. All of it available, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of great new products as well, our new probiotic, Floralife. We've got the Real Red Pill. That's a whole other story. We've got Survival Shield X2 that's so amazing. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And they've done stuff like go to our ISPs, try to get our shopping carts kicked off. As a libertarian free thinker winner, I don't take, when I'm trying to upload something in the middle of the desert, I've been trying for an hour, and at the fifth time it messes up, I'm just happy I'm going to try it again, because it finally, I climbed to a mountaintop once in Big Ben and took an hour to transmit the thing I'd uploaded. You know, it just felt so good. So I kind of like, oh man, they have these secret police, they attacked me, and they're trying to break up my family, and they sent in these black ops, they had these people paid off, and they did this, and they sabotaged that, and I'm like, this is really fun, because that's how my brain works. It doesn't adapt to give into it. It adapts to fighting it. But at the same time, we need to realize, folks, this is real authoritarianism. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. It isn't like, oh, Gab, they're trying to shut it down. Or, oh, they have hearings in Congress saying shut down Gab and InfoWars. They know we're the cutting edge, where it's not liberal, it's not conservative, it's pro-human. It makes sense. It scares them. It scares them. And so if they're in public saying they're censoring us in Congress and working with the tech heads, imagine what's next. They want to take the president off Twitter. It just shows how sick they are, and then shut down any alternatives and have all the ISPs and hosts throw you off. That's what's happening, and they're already hitting all the little people. Okay, so, Mr. Torba, I've been ranting. You've got the floor. Break down what you've been through, what we're facing. Again, we're not complaining. We want folks to know we're the free world. You're the free world. And you're next. And it's an epic voyage to promote and stand with us, because we are together. How do folks support and promote Gab? And tell us the other attacks you're under.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, earlier this week, we were attacked by the New York Times, and they tried to smear us, the typical, you know, this is an alt-right social network, the Twitter for racists, all this nonsense. And the funny thing is like you guys, we are also user-supported. We didn't go to a Saudi prince like Jack did from Twitter and raise billions from him. We didn't go to hedge funds. We didn't go to Silicon Valley venture capitalists.
You don't call your users dumb effers?
Absolutely not. Our users make Gab possible. And right after this hit piece from the New York Times, we actually ended up reserving $600,000 in our funding campaign, which is now topped at, I think, $1.2 or $1.3 million. So we are.
By the way, that sounds like a lot with lawyers and bandwidth and nothing. That is nothing. And I'm not complaining. It sounds good. I want to be positive. We're up against trillions, and millions can defeat trillions, but we got to have it.
Absolutely. And it's the will of the people, and it's our community that is our strongest asset. And I think that's one of your strongest
assets. Exactly. It's people power, and they hate it.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the other thing, too. We're empowering creators. We're empowering people. What we've seen over the past several weeks is actually a ton of people on the left that are signing up to Gab because now Twitter is so boring. They have no one to actually debate and argue with because everyone on the right has been banned or suspended. So I think it's really interesting, and we're going to start to see more people on the left and on the center.
Well, I was about to say that they don't even like you there as the example because the idea that there's something else than the big four. I mean, that's it. They just don't want there to be another restaurant at the end of town.
Exactly. You know, they preach about, you know, the free market and, you know, private companies and, you know, they're going to force people to bake a cake. But as soon as we come into the marketplace and try to compete in the free market, you know, we're shut down at every possible
avenue. Oh, yeah. They're saying you can't get a cake anywhere. In fact, they're now calling on CNN and MSNBC to arrest libertarian and conservative leaders. They say, once we take back over, we need to arrest all of them. The other hosts are like, yes, yes. I mean, they're crazy.
It's pure authoritarianism, and I think, you know, these people cannot stop the decentralization of the internet. They're going to lose all of their power with things like Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, blockchain technology is going to revolutionize finance, it's going to revolutionize technology, and Gab is going to be a part of that. So we're working actively on, you know, creating a censorship-proof peer-to-peer protocol that no government, no individual company, no amount of money, no amount of human resources can stop. That is our goal. That is our vision for going forward here.
You know, I pulled the article up like four times the last 2 weeks, but I was trying to search during the break, couldn't find it. What's the name? It was everywhere. What was the name of the headline? It was like FCC head, you know, tells Google and others to quit censoring. What was his statement? Because he mentioned Gab. Oh, here it is right here. FCC Ajit Pai blast everyone from Twitter to share for opposing his efforts to repeal net neutrality. And then he's got the quotes right here about, you know, you're trying to shut down Gab. You're trying to shut down congresswomen and their campaign speeches. I mean, you guys are monsters.
Right. So what he said is he said, if anything, recent evidence suggests that hosting services, social media platforms, and edge providers on the internet infrastructure are more likely to block content on viewpoint grounds, which is the exact fear-mongering that you know, the big tech companies are making about the ISPs. The hypocritical irony of it all is that they're doing it right now themselves.
That's right. Continue, because this is a decent article, but I can actually get the statement itself. There's a link in here. He just eviscerates them because they're foaming at the mouth now. Why were they dumb enough to uncloak and admit they plan to ban all of us from the web and communication?
Honestly, I think that they were just being caught too frequently, and it became too obvious that, you know, people in the public were starting to catch on to it. So they had no choice and just doubled down and went all in. And, you know, I have Patriot friends that work at these companies, and they've been feeding me this information for over a year now.
Oh, stay there. Let's get into that, because I've got some of those, too. I'm just so busy. I'm not arrogant. I just don't even have time to just it all fly. Like, here's this Google document. Here's that. And then it turns out it's accurate. Like, here's $1 million to censor Alex Jones. Go in and downvoting. I want someone to talk about your sources inside that have to sit there in these cults of anti-human evil, total fascism, corporate fascism, these big fat billionaire fake leftists with their suicide factory.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is our guest, and I actually pulled up some of the articles during the break where they specifically say we want it shut down, and where they go around and try to take their they do take their ISPs away. They're just gone. I mean, that is literally a digital ghetto, like Matt Drudge I first heard coin like 6-7 years ago, and then he said it in person in this very studio. And he met with, you know, the Supreme Court justice, the only other living one that was conservative at the time. Not the one that died. I'm going to leave out who it was, but I think it's clear. And they were briefed. This is all going to happen. Well, the good news is Drudge raised the alarm. And I'm not kissing Drudge's butt. It's true. He raised the alarm. Our audience raised the alarm. So we knew this was coming. But I got to tell you, I'm really ashamed of the so-called left. I mean, they don't even want you to be able to go out to your own website. And look, I don't like the KKK and all these groups, but if they want to go have their own website and they don't call for violence and don't kill anybody, they can have it, just like Antifa. But they're calling for killing people. They don't get in trouble. They say derailed trains. We're already derailed one. They're 20 miles away. There's another derailment. We go, hey, it might be them. The media's like, how dare you, hate monger? Antifa never did anything wrong. And on their official site, they're saying derailed trains in that area. So I've got Ajit Pai's statement here. I want to go back to Andrew Torba here, founder of Gab. But we're at the point where, recap just briefly what you've gone through, having to, like, jumping across the little rocks in the stream of lava to not get burned up. They're even trying to censor the Ajit Pai Daily Caller video because they use 5 seconds of the Harlem Shake or whatever, which is total fair use. I mean, that's my example. They're savage censors, and they've been censoring you, and then tell us what your insiders are saying.
Yeah, so for about a year, I lived in Silicon Valley when I was working with my last company, and I worked very closely with Facebook, Twitter, and Google as a part of that company, and grew very closely with a lot of patriots inside of these companies. And you said it really, really, really well when you called it a cult. It really is like a cult mentality, and you know, there is no diversity of thought. And these people that are patriots, they're libertarians, they're nationalists, they're populists, they're Trump supporters. They feel like they can't speak their mind. They feel like they can't be themselves, and they feel trapped because a lot of them have families and homes and mortgages.
And by the way, aren't most of them not even conservative? They're just pro-human, nice, common sense. You know, some are gay, some are whatever, but they're not anti-free market. They're not pro-censorship, right?
Right. They're mainly libertarians. They're live and let live type people. And, you know, maybe they supported Trump. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just have different ideological bends than the typical norm of Silicon Valley. But whatever it may be, you know, they are silenced. They are forced to self-censor themselves. And, you know, our journey has been one that is really historical. You know, we set out to build an alternative to, you know, the big three companies that own and control and operate every form of communication, every form of flow of news and you know,
that's Google, Twitter, and Facebook.
Correct. And, you know, I thought, I guess naively, that we would be able to participate in a free market. But what I learned is that that free market is rigged by a duopoly of namely Apple and Google, who control not only mobile hardware, but also mobile software distribution. You know, completely 98% of the market is owned by those two companies. So it's very difficult for someone like us to participate in the free market and to compete in the free market.
Why have they particularly targeted you?
Well, I think because I was openly a Trump supporter, and I came out as a Trump supporter in Silicon Valley, was immediately labeled a racist, a bigot, an Islamophobe, and, you know, blacklisted from, you know, the inner circle of the inner circle in the Valley. And, you know, that was something that I think really triggered a lot of people in the Valley, and I think it's a personal vendetta against me, and it's a personal vendetta against free speech as well. They do not support free speech. They are Marxists. They are authoritarians. They don't want the free marketplace of ideas because they know that our ideas are winning and their ideas are garbage.
Yeah, they're Marxists flying around in helicopters with five mistresses. What they are is monopoly scum that use centralized government to shut down their competition. What they are is crony capitalist dirtbags.
Absolutely. I don't think you couldn't have put it better. I mean, you know, what both of us have really is the will of the people. And that's something that they can't stop and they can never stop. You know, we have millions of people around the world that believe in the fundamental human right to speak freely and to express yourself freely without a government or a big corporation, you know, shutting you down and shutting you up.
And it's fun to be able to go into those spaces like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook and stuff used to be where you could have a debate with somebody. Even if you didn't like them, you were going to prove how they were wrong, they were in whatever. That was, and a lot of times you find out you're just human and things actually get de-radicalized. It's when you don't let people debate and when you don't let people actually interface that it causes the problems. And Google and others admit they want to compartmentalize everybody into their own little ghettos.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I watched Matt Drudge when he was on your show a few years ago speaking about this. And that was one of the biggest inspirations to me for creating Gab, because I saw this happening in real time. I saw what these algorithms.
He said, get out of there. He said, go create your own thing. They're coming. The censorship's coming. Create stuff new now.
Absolutely. And that's when I got started. And, you know, that really, you know, inspired me to get going and start building an alternative, a viable alternative. And, you know, Facebook actually even this week admitted that, using Facebook excessively has a psychological and mental harm on your brain.
Why do you think suddenly Sean Parker and officially Facebook all over admitting right. We're brain damaging you, we're destroying society, we're hurting your children? Is it kind of like putting a label on the cigarettes? They think it gives them, says it can give you cancer, kind of gives them an out?
I really think that it's a coming to Jesus moment. It's not only Sean Parker, it's former VPs at Facebook that are all coming forward and saying, this is cancerous. You know, what we've done is horrible for society. It's causing more and more divide. And now what they're doing, you know, I think you touched on this a little bit. When people can't express themselves, when they can't express themselves through speech, through words, through the written word, through imagery, through memes, whatever, you know, their next move is to move to violence because they can't express themselves through words. So now they're going to go to violence. And I would much rather support their expression through words than through violence. And I think that's the next step here. And that's a step I don't want to see happen. And that's why what we're doing is so important.
Absolutely. And then they demonize Ajit Pai when it's refreshing to see somebody in government. I read his letter, it's exactly my understanding of it from deep, nuanced research of, we had an internet in 2015. It was net neutral. They came in with a censorship grid. We're just going back. It doesn't mean there aren't telecoms coming in wanting their own monopoly, but we're just bringing it back to where there wasn't as much censorship. This is all a hoax. And they're saying, kill him, kill him, kill him.
It's insane. The racist tropes and, I've never seen such levels of fear mongering. There was a bomb threat during the vote. There was a congressman.
Oh, Twitter and Facebook let them have huge pages dedicated to killing him.
It's insane. You know, there are thousands of tweets, racist tweets, calling for him to be killed and all this stuff. And then there was an actual serious bomb threat that they had to, right in the middle of the vote, interrupt the voting process and clear the room and bomb sweep it. I mean, this is real stuff. This is the state of discourse in this country. You know, this fear mongering and this hysteria that was created over this net neutrality Title II repeal, which, by the way, net neutrality is actually a misnomer. It's sophistry. Okay. It's just like the Affordable Care Act, right? It isn't actually affordable. The web isn't actually neutral. It's something, it's a term that they use. It's sophistry to get.
Yeah, they call their takeover of the web net neutrality and go, look, they're repealing net neutrality.
While at the same time censoring, Trump supporters and conservatives and folks on the right.
It's all semantical deception. Wow. Well, please come back and join us again soon. Talk about more of the stories inside Silicon Valley. Very impressed. Always having you with us at gab.ai. And all of us that are promoting free speech need to promote each other and understand that even we're not one monolithic system, we're in this together. Thank you, Andrew Torba, gab.ai.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
By the way, about 30 minutes ago or 25 minutes ago, they passed the tax cuts. It's done. It was in the Senate, first in the House, then the Senate, and back in the conference. And then now the House has passed it. So it looks like it goes to the president now. So that's a big deal. We're going to come back and play that clip from when it happened about 25 minutes ago. Please don't forget, free shipping store-wide. It's got to end in the next few days. We're not Amazon. I think it's $1.48 from every taxpayer, subsidy on every package. We got free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all our best-selling items, and except others that are 67% off, whether it's our new Cell Force, 50% off, whether it's the new Red Pill, the real Red Pill, Caveman back in stock, Alpha Power, wow, you got to take that. DNA Force, it's all there, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And you can still get it, we can put the map up maybe, I forgot to tell them, from USPS. You can get it everywhere in the continental U.S. and actually still in Alaska and everywhere. I was wrong. If you order today, because we'll ship it out tomorrow. And so that's three-day delivery. So it ships out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You'll be getting it. I guess hell, Christmas is after that. What is Christmas? Tuesday, Wednesday? So, I mean, there's plenty of time to still get the stuff. Infowarsstore.com. Please do your shopping with us to help fund the Infowar and get great products you need. Check out the hundreds of T-shirts, many of them, that are limited edition. So, again, that means we do one run of them. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And you could not be spending money in a place that furthers your family's future, all of our systems of freedom. It is such a desperate battle, and we need your support and your prayers. Thank you so much. And
guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.